Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Bill Snyder, weather guru over at Channel 9. It's so hot, and it's going to get hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter. I mean,
yeah,
there are some temperatures in the forecast. I mean, if there's heat indexes added to them, it's going to get crazy.
You know, a little bit, John. But actually, if there is a little bit of good news, you know, we always talk about dew points, which are the measure, which measures the amount of moisture in the air. When we get a dew point of 70 degrees or higher, that is considered Gulf Coast level, or, you know, reminiscent of what you would expect down in the Amazon River Valley. That's the kind of air we call the air that you can wear. As soon as you walk outside, you start to sweat instantly. But our dew points right now, John, are kind of in the moderate range. So, you know, again, it's humid, but and if, you know, if you're exerting yourself outside in this type of weather, you're certainly going to break a sweat and you're going to feel it. But it's not quite as oppressive as the dew points that we had a little over a week ago, when we had several days with dew points in the 70s. So it was a really extended stretch of sultry air that we were in, and we're kind of in the moderate range this time. So that will keep the heat index in check and certainly keep it below, below dangerous levels. I don't expect that we'll see any type of, heat advisories or warnings or headlines like what we saw the last time around. But, make no mistake about it. You got to stay hydrated and means to cool off in this type of atmosphere, for sure.
You know, I've heard things like 101 or 104.
Yeah.
Those aren't temperatures. Those are radio station frequencies. Yeah. I work for G104.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's hot.
It's hot. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Make no mistake about it. And our nights have been warm, John. You know, that's been a big part of the story here since we, flipped the pattern just beyond the middle of June, and we've had this extended stretch. We've had very warm nights, and without air conditioning or to cool your home, when the temperatures don't cool off much at night, it's kind of hard to keep the home cool, at least comfortable.
Yes.
Anyway,
I can tell you from personal experience that our air conditioner broke down yesterday evening.
Oh no.
And the people who work in that industry are getting
swamped.
Calls like crazy, but I lucked out and somebody showed up and everything's okay. But
good.
Yeah, not having air conditioning, I feel for those people who don't, because it's not nice.
No, it's certainly difficult to sleep in this type of atmosphere without air conditioning, no question. But I'm glad that you got yours fixed, John. That's very good news.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
So this you referred to this before.
Yeah.
And I enjoy the two words.
Okay.
Astronomical summer.
Yeah.
Now, what is it? When is it?
You know what? Astronomical summer began around the 21st. That was our that was our longest day of the year.
The sun was at
the highest angle in the sky. We had more daylight than at any other point in the year. We're starting to slowly, I emphasize the word slowly, lose seconds to a minute or so each day. But we do lose, not to be Mr. Debbie Downer here, but we do lose about 43 minutes of daylight throughout the course of July. So you will start to notice it in the days and weeks ahead, but my goodness, we still have 8:30 sunsets, and on a clear day you still could have twilight close to 9 p.m. So it's we're still doing fine in that department, but it is a sign that that's the direction we're heading in. We had our longest day, so we can only unfortunately go down from there. But interesting, John, I was looking at our temperatures, just to see how unusual this has been, if it's anything out of the ordinary. And if you take the last 2 weeks, which basically covers just before the start of astronomical summer, so it covers the late June period and our first couple of days so far in July, the average temperature, John, for that period is a remarkable 82.3 degrees, which is the warmest on record at Midway Airport. If you, you know, and I like to use Midway because Midway is consistent data at one station. It's not, you know, they haven't moved the site around. Like Chicago's official station has moved multiple times since observations began back in 1871. Mm-hmm. When we're looking at Midway, it's consistent data that goes all the way back to, 1928.
Wow.
So 82.3 is the average temperature. Now that, you know, when 82.3 doesn't sound like very warm, but that is when you factor in the daytime high and the overnight low. So that's a very warm reading, which is 7.6 degrees above normal. And it's the warmest on record, John. There has not been a late June, early July period at Midway Airport, at least going back to 1928, that has been any warmer than 2025. So how about that? We're in the record books. So it's
well, you know, and we're heading somewhere, and the temperatures are going to rise. I mean, 90 degree days continue to add up.
Oh boy, do they ever? You know, we're at 13 now, John. Today, we'll have 14 tomorrow, and you know, interestingly, you know, looking at O'Hare, a normal full year sees about 17 90 degree days. Midway average is 21, so a little bit more due to the urban heat island effect. Sometimes they get a little bit warmer than, you know, tend to run a little warmer than O'Hare. But we're at 13 days already, and you consider the average is 17. Mm-hmm. This is going to be an above normal 90 degree day producing season for sure.
Sounds like it.
And interestingly, John, I was looking back, going back 45 years to 1980, because that's when data has been official at O'Hare Field starting back in 1980. Midway Airport was official from 1942 to 1980, but O'Hare became official in 1980. And you know that only two other years have had more 90-degree days at this point in the summer than this year. 2012, had 20 days in 2012. That was a really hot summer that started. You remember we had all those 80-degree days in March. Yeah, St. Patrick's Day was warm, and it spilled over into the summer. It was a very hot summer. And then, of course, the benchmark heat drought summer here of 1988, we had 16 days of 90 degrees or higher. So, you know, we're off and running and on what looks to be a hot summer, at least the way things stand so far. And, you know, that can change, but, you would think that the pace that we're at right now, you know, we're headed for, you know, well above what's considered normal in a normal year around here, you know, so that's interesting. And it started slow. You remember we had, you know, we had maybe a scattering of a warm or a hot day back in May. And we had one, you know, a couple in the first part of June, but it wasn't consistent like the warmth that we've had here going for, about the last 2.5 weeks. Cause today is our 17th consecutive day above normal, John. So that's kind of when this whole streak got started. And you know, looking at the numbers, I'm marveling at the numbers because the numbers certainly tell the story. If you think it's been hot, it's 100% been hot.
Well, you know, we have a big weekend.
Yes,
actually,
we do.
And a weekend that really actually starts tomorrow.
Right.
4th of July. What does that look like?
You know, John, we've had to, you know, it looked, you know, for most of this week, like we were going to be dry tomorrow. And unfortunately, we've had to add a couple of showers into the forecast. However, they will be very isolated and most areas will not see them. But, you know, we've gotten some of our computer model guidance, which had looked like most of the activity was going to stay north of us. It looks like a few showers, maybe an isolated thunderstorm could slide down into parts of our area. It looks like it would cover the northern half of the Chicago metro area. Not everywhere will see that. But, you know, again, we've had to add that to our forecast. It looks like the prime time for that to happen would be anytime in the morning. You might wake up to some extensive cloud cover tomorrow morning and think, oh, it's going to be one of these days. And, you know, again, we could get a shower, thunderstorm, and that could carry over to parts of the area, even into early afternoon. But I think that most of us will turn partly sunny by that time. You know, any shower or thunderstorm that does linger into the early afternoon will be very, very localized. And again, most areas will be dry and will be trending that way thereafter. And it looks great for fireworks shows tomorrow night. I don't see any issues for that. It's going to be very warm. We're forecasting a high tomorrow, John, of 95 degrees. And if that verifies, it will be our hottest 4th of July here in 13 years. Man. Again, back to 2012. Yeah. 2012, John, we were 102 on the 4th of July, if you remember that one.
I do remember that.
Yeah. And, and you know, before that, you have to find the last time you find a 95, John, was back in 1990 when it was 96. So it's going to be toasty tomorrow. There's no question about it. So, you know, you want to stay hydrated. And you know, take breaks, stay in the shade, and any means of staying cool in this type of weather. But I think the fireworks look good, so that's a good thing that's working for us tomorrow night for any fireworks shows. And then it's going to be even hotter for the start of the NASCAR race. We have a big NASCAR. It'll be on televised locally here on WGN television. And we're going for a high on Saturday, John, of 96 degrees, and that would be the hottest day of the year. We had 95 today and 95 back on the 23rd of June, and we're forecasting 95 tomorrow. So Saturday, in all probability, will become, up to this point, our hottest day of the year. So I think that most of the day looks dry, just very hot and mostly sunny for NASCAR. And we may get some clouds and see a few showers and thunderstorms move in late Saturday night or in Sunday morning's pre-dawn hours. But, you know, again, that's late when most of us are sleeping. And then on Sunday, it does look like we have a better chance, at least of wider area coverage, showers and thunderstorms. Again, many dry hours to get to do what you need to do outside. So I don't want to make it sound like it's going to be a washout, because it won't be. Right. But, you know, with this warmth and increasing humidity that we'll see over the weekend, John, it's notable that, you know, if we do get a storm to pop up on Sunday afternoon, it could contain some locally heavy downpours just because of the daytime heating and the amount of moisture that's in the air. And then we clear out a little bit after that. After we get storm chances drop out after Sunday, John, and by Monday, we should see a slightly cooler condition, so we'll have temperatures drop to more seasonable levels. Normal high this time of the year is in the mid-80s, so instead of the mid-90s that we'll have the next couple of days and 90 degrees on Sunday, we'll have temperatures in the mid-80s and even low 80s near the lake, so that'll be kind of refreshing, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
After those temperatures that you just read, any kind of relief at all.
Right.
Welcome.
So yeah, it does look a little bit more, not quite as extreme next week as we move along. We'll have kind of these day to day chance of pop up shower or thunderstorm after Monday, like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Mm-hmm. But right now it looks like at about a 30% chance, John. So again, many, many more rain free hours than there will be wet ones. So outdoor activities will still be able to go on as planned. You'll just have to keep an eye on the radar and our WGN weather app just to make sure in case there is a storm that pops up.
Right.
But we'll be looking more like mid to upper 80s a lot of next week. We could have a couple of days that could close to 90, but it doesn't look quite as hot as what we've seen. So if you don't like the heat, then next week will be a little bit more tolerable for you.
Well, thank you very much, Bill Snyder. Regardless of how hot it is, I will always remember the expression, and I got to write it down, so I'll never forget, air that you can wear.
Right. Yeah. That's it. Absolutely. you remember, John.
Have a good 4th of July.
You too, my friend. Always a pleasure talking to you, and look forward to our chat next week.
Absolutely.